There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Not be infringed. 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 Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is the only holster I run. That should be the only reason you go check them out. But that, you know, but you don't have to take my word for it. Lifetime warranty, four levels of evolution right now there. The original lineup, the DC-3, the Scorpion line, the Contact series. Go check them out. And it's just continuing on. It's just continuing on. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My next guest, I became aware of her a few years back. And when I finally reached out and got in contact with her, I was sort of thrilled that she would come on the show. She's young. Which is, you know, I like young people that have their stuff together. And at the same time, she's a female, and she carries a full-size 1911, which just, there's just something about that that I just dig. Joining me for the first time in a long time is Destiny from the YouTube channel Destiny Guns Gear and Fitness. Why did you change it from that to Fate of Destiny?
Hey Bill, thanks for having me again.
Yes, ma'am.
Why, back on the show.
When did you make that segue from Fate of Destiny to?
I made that change pretty recently, just a couple of months back. I decided to take just a little bit of a restructuring of my channel. I just wanted to give people, you know, who are new to the channel, a better idea of just what exactly they were getting into when they discovered my videos. It's still very much me and my unique, creative variety show, if you will, approach to firearms and the related gear. But then I also, I actually started the channel with a lot of interest in fitness, and what took off was the firearms stuff, but I think that fitness is still related to having a tactical mindset and self-defense, and I wanted to bring that a little bit more into the limelight with what I feature on my videos, so I included it in the name.
Which 1911 are you carrying now? You carried a Kimber at one time. It's been a while since me and you talked.
Yep, the Kimber is still definitely in my rotation. I mix it up a little bit depending on where I'm going, what I'm wearing, and that kind of thing. But for the most part, I still carry that same Kimber Sys Pro that I purchased. My very first handgun that I ever bought for myself was the Sys Pro, and I still carry it.
You made a video one time. Okay. All right. Yeah, we're not really talking about that, though, are we? There. Yeah, we have a call coming in, Destiny. Do you want to talk to somebody about the Confederate flag with me, or do you want me to, do you have the time for that?
Yeah, if you like, sure.
Okay. Joined now by John in Clarksville. You want to talk about the Confederate flag? What's on your mind?
Bill, it's been a while, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've got an observation, and I'd like to get yours and your guest's response to it. I don't think it's an attack on the Confederate flag as much as it's an attack on Christianity. And here's the reason. That flag is actually the cross of St. Andrews, and I think it's unusual, and in particular, they legalized gay weddings, and I think they're declaring victory over Christianity by taking that flag. What do you think?
I mean, they can declare whatever they want to. Here's the thing, and most people, that's a good point that you make. The Southern accent is all based upon a mishmash of stuff coming out of the UK, most closely the Scottish lilt that you would hear a Scotsman speaking. That's where the Southern accent comes from. And you're right about that being the cross of St. George. So, and the people that are against that don't know that, John. They haven't researched it that deep. They just know what's out there and that it. This is the low-hanging fruit. That's all it is. It's the low-hanging fruit.
I think those that are pushing it do know. Those that are following don't know. And anyway, I'll let you get back. Thank you for taking my call. I didn't want to take you off topic. But thanks for allowing me.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I don't think most of these guys out there grabbing this kind of stuff, that latch onto this kind of stuff, they're just looking for the low-hanging fruit, and they just want to climb the tree. But that's beside the point. That's beside the point because there's people like Destiny out there that you reach a very broad spectrum of people, don't you?
Yeah, I'm actually super excited. I've been looking over my statistics lately, and my women viewership has really just skyrocketed in the past year. It's doubled over the past year. We're now averaging between 12 to 15% female viewership, which, I mean, obviously I'm a female in the firearms industry, so I have a personal, you know, stake, a personal interest in seeing more women come into the sport. That was always a personal goal with my channel, was to provide like a family-friendly outlet to show other people that, you know, that guns aren't scary, and that you can be whoever you are, and they're not just for men. You can be whoever you are and also use firearms, because I think there are a lot of misconceptions out there for those who haven't grown up in the firearms culture about, you know, guns. And I, just in my personal life, I've seen a lot of women who are steeped in these misconceptions, unfortunately, because I am in Wisconsin, which, I mean, we've had concealed carry for a couple of years now, so we are with Walker. We're really growing as far as our, like, firearms awareness goes. But with these liberal epicenters of Milwaukee and Madison, there's still a huge part of Wisconsin's culture that is very, well, they consider themselves progressives, and they're very anti-gun, which is surprising considering how hunting is such a big part of our culture. I know, even when I was in high school, there were days that we would have, like, our test and homework schedule was changed when hunting season was around because we knew all the boys weren't going to be there. So, but here we are, 2 years later, no blood in the streets,
yeah,
and I'm still happily concealed carrying.
The thing that you do, I've seen you tack up from time to time, but most of the time you're out there and it seems like you go out of your way to do whatever you, however you're trying to portray it. You try to portray it as feminine as you can make it happen. I mean, it's almost like you're hanging stuff all over you to just look more, everything's about feminine. And the little subtle message that gives, especially with some of the stuff that you run around shooting, is sort of telling women something that I tell them all the time, but seeing you do it is much better than me saying it. A lady can shoot anything I can shoot, can't she?
Oh, definitely. That's one of the things that I love the most about firearms. I have always been an incredibly competitive person, and what's nice about when I'm maybe hanging out with my family at the range, we all come up with little challenges for each other. We're always trying to play games with each other. Like, maybe we'll even bring special targets and we'll trade off and see who shoots better than whom, or running little drills with each other. But with firearms, the playing field is level. I can be just as adept or more so, which is generally the case with handguns. I can mop the floor with my brother on a handgun. He still has me on rifle, but, you know, there's a few years of Army training that he's got up on me. I have just, you know.
I'll tell you about that in just a second, about that Army training, Destiny. Hang on for me, please, if you would. You can find her on YouTube, Destiny Guns, Gear, and Fitness. She is my guest this hour on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. I have gotten the contact series. I'm hoping this week and this weekend and this next week I can actually do something and show you a little bit about it as I'm taking some time off. I've got a bunch of those to do. Of course, it'll be a while before, but check them out at Tactical Holsters. It will be a while before I ascend
to the level of my guest, who is from the Guns, Gear, and Fitness channel, is Destiny. I'm looking at your top five moments in YouTube that you picked. I understand most of them. The shooting the 500 Magnum with one hand. What are you, crazy?
That's one of my favorite guns. I get comments often about how impractical it is, or how it's a waste of whatever it be, money or resources. But I kind of think that maybe if you're saying that, you haven't shot it, because I have yet to ever put it in anyone's hands and not see someone just bust out in the biggest grin ever. It is so much fun. And I suppose there is still some practical application if you are hiking and
in bear country.
A lot of people who got it for bear. But I'm not one of those. I got it just because I like it. It's a blast. And I've been shooting it for a couple of years now, so I'm at the point where I can shoot it one-handed safely. I still don't like to push the limits. I only put one round in at a time if I'm going to shoot one-handed. Mm-hmm. It's fun, but you really have to respect the recoil in that 500 Magnum.
I've never shot one of those. Now, I have an uncle who's a big caliber handgun guy. And right after I got out of the military, you're talking about the military shooting expertise, he put a 454 Kazool in my hands. And I'm a big guy. And back when he did that, I was a big guy in all the right places. And I could not hang on to that with two hands. When I would pull the trigger on that, my gun hand would be ripped clean out of my support hand each and every time. And at that point, I figured if I can't hang on to that, that's as far as it's going to go. And you're out there shooting the...
Yeah.
I see a picture of you shooting the 500 Magnum one-handed. It looks like like the end of it is exploding with a fireball. Actually, you have complete and total control over it. Although, now let's talk about you shooting the M60 at the truck. Now, you enjoyed that, huh?
Oh, yeah, I did. I was so nervous because I'd never shot a belt fed before, and I was in front of all these people, and I have this wonderful backwards trait that I am left eye dominant but right-handed, and I was trying my darndest to shoot with my right eye because I thought that was going to be better for the situation I was in.
Nope. Right.
So that didn't work for me, but immediately as soon as I switched to using my left eye, bam, fine.
Did you discover that the M60 is actually meant to be run with the trigger down all the time? Don't worry about the bursting, just let it go. Did you figure that out? I haven't seen the video.
Oh, my goodness, it was a blast. I made mincemeat of this truck. that was my intended target. It just exploded everywhere. It was.
I was a 60 gunner until I made E5. I was a 60 gunner until I made E5, and we used to fire those things. We loved it at night because we could fire those things, and when you're out there deployed with them, you carry a spare barrel, right? And
right.
It's real easy to change the barrel, but we would run that sucker till the barrel would be glowing so well that we could read a book from the glow. Just
oh,
off
wow.
of the glow. We could read, and... tactically, the reason you change barrels out is because that big glow signature, which is as long as the barrel is, it sort of gives your position away, but we didn't care. We were in a field training exercise, so we'd just light that sucker up, and they'd be like, coming. And when it gets so hot, eventually you get something called a runaway, where when it feeds around, the heat of the barrel cooks it off, so you don't even have to hold the trigger anymore.
Oh, wow.
So... yes, I was in the military, and I was a delinquent the whole time I was in it, yeah, pretty much.
I thought about it. I took my ASVAB, but I just decided that enlisting wasn't what I wanted, the direction that I wanted to take with my life. I want to finish my schooling, and I mean, my recruiter was super disappointed because I got a 99% on it. So he's like, well, you could do anything. I'm like, well, if I could do anything, maybe I should probably finish my degree.
Yeah.
So then I thought, well, maybe I'll go to officer training, which I guess might still be an option for me. But I got to finish my undergrad first, and that's taken me forever. college expenses.
Let me explain something to you about military service, okay? Well, I was in the military in the 80s, and we would, you know, this was before it became the societal engineering petri dish that it is today. When you're in the military, there's one thing that you'll learn real quick. You're not in a democracy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Even as an officer, you'll be sent on to do things that will make absolutely no sense to you. The other part of it is that even back in the 80s, there was a lot of stuff that was going on that was always perpetuating this false myth. Like, we would always have a drive every year for the Association of the United States Army, which was like the Red Cross of the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal of the of each company was to have 100% participation. And the first sergeant of each company would literally have you coming into his office and forcing you to sign the $1 a month deduction.
Oh,
and then everybody would sit back and go, congratulations, we got 100% participation in the company. We, once again, you guys are showing how great you truly are. I'd just be thinking, you took my $12. And, you know. So the military, I wouldn't trade my military time for anything. But how old are you now?
I'm 26.
Yeah, just move on, Destiny. Just move on. Just keep going. Just move on. Don't worry about that.
Well, it's always been a part of my family's like tradition. I mean, both my parents are veterans. My brother is currently in the Army. So it's always been something on my mind. But I think that where I want to take my life, the military isn't part of it. But I have a lot of respect for people who are serving or who have served, especially because I have that window into the sacrifices that military members made.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, just remember, it's all volunteer force. Everybody joins for their own reason. If you haven't felt the call yet to go, if you had felt the call, the real call to go, you would already have been there. So.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I mean, that's what happened with me. That's what happened with me. But when I went in, there were still people being told by a judge, you can go to jail or you can join the Army. So, you know, that's all sort of up in the air. Anyway, Destiny, you can find her on YouTube. Her channel is Guns, Gear, and Fitness. I want you to hang on again. I want you to hang on through the whole hour. That's what I want you to do. So I'll quit saying that. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. The DC-3 line, that was where they started collaborating with Travis Haley. Now they've come out with NCOG, which is they took the NCOG, which was another Travis Haley collaboration, and decided to make it where you can now conceal your handgun with your flashlight mounted inside your waistband. I'm sure there's people that thought that was a good idea. Now you can do it. I talk about running around with a light on your gun all the time, and now you can conceal it inside the waistband. Check them out. The NCOG Shadow at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from YouTube is Destiny of the Guns, Gear, and Fitness channel. You seem like a sort of an old soul to me, Destiny. I mean, your PR shot for the longest time was your take upon an iconic World War II poster.
Yeah, that I've always loved that original Rosie the Riveter art. I also happen to have a big interest in art. I've taken so many pointless classes in college just on art and art history just because I can't help myself. I really enjoy it. So I discovered that poster a long time ago and just always had a fondness for it. And with the YouTube channel, I thought, how fun would it be to do my own little, like, homage that Rosie the Riveter poster? So I just added a little same pose, but then added a Springfield 1911 A1 loaded.
Yeah. Now,
my own little touch.
Yes, yes, your own little touch. Now, here's the thing that I don't know if I've ever asked you this before, but you're 26 years old. You've been doing the YouTube thing for how long?
About 4.5 years now.
So you were quite young when you started it. Yeah. You were 21 something. And do you have like peers? Do you have girlfriends that you hang out with? Do you date? I mean, for somebody like you, I mean. Okay, well, that's good. But, I mean, see, there's a lot of people that you hang out with. Like, you hang out with Lethem. You hang out with the guys at Tactical Response. You get out there and you shoot very serious weapons and everything. And a lot of people look at that and say, wait a minute. I mean, you did a video about dating at the range, and the cameraman was your date.
Yes.
And
I thought that would be a fun approach to, you know, having a personal, like, video. I love being able to, like, take you with me out on my range experiences. Actually, I did a whole review in that style of, like, hey, come with me.
See, and there's one thing.
A great response.
See, when you're shooting your 1911, when you're shooting that Springfield and you're doing the single shots and you're shooting for accuracy, now, I don't think it's pushing you around or anything, but your character changes completely when you go into the rapid fire. I mean, you go from, like, Betty Crocker to Sonny Crockett, you know? And that I found that interesting just because you were trying to do this fun thing, but it was like something would come over you when you started leaning on the hammer a little bit. I mean, is that just the way you are?
Yeah, I can't help it. I just am genuinely enthusiastic about the shooting sports. I always have been.
Yeah.
I have, over the last 4.5 years, I've grown as a shooter, but also as a videographer. I mean, the channel is, we just hit 80,000 subscribers, which was really so humbling and wonderful. I'm told it's the largest female-only gun channel on YouTube at the moment. Not that that was my intent when I got started, or
sure,
ever. I just wanted to be able to share my, you know, enthusiasm of the shooting sports, and I wanted to be able to hopefully inform people and appeal to women to just get into the sport and show people that it can be fun. That yes, there are self-defense applications, but I didn't want to have just another, like, you know, here is the encyclopedia of everything gun, you know, tactical, high-speed, low-drag kind of channel. I mean, there are plenty of fellas out there who do a really great job of that, so I wanted to take my own personal, you know, my personality and put it into my videos. So that's part of where I have those, like, personal, like, hey, come with me, be my range dates.
Yeah. Real quick, coming from one of the ninjas in the chat room from the AKFiles.com, there is a active shooter apparently operating in Benedictum, Maine. State police say they're searching for a gunman following the shootings of 4 people in 3 different communities. Maine, if you're listening, tool up until you get the all clear. One of the things that I've noticed about you, and I think you'd actually have more subscribers if you had not gone and done some of the things you do, is because you are trying to be a videographer. You don't just set up a camera on a tripod and sit there and say, hi, I'm Destiny, here's a gun, watch me shoot it. Wow, that was fun. Subscribe and like, thanks. You don't do that. You have gone out there and you've tried to do production. You've tried to do things, and you've actually pulled it off. I mean, you did one video about zombies coming into the house, except you didn't really see the zombies for the most part.
Oh, that
I mean,
was a fun one.
It was sort of a Halloween-esque, sort of John Carpenter-like, where the suspense was building, but you didn't really see what the threat was. And, you know, that's not most of your YouTubers out there. They have a pretty set formula. I know a few. You know some of them. Hickok 45, who's either shooting on his range or he's doing the zombie walk where he's killing the 2-liter bottles or whatever, and people love that.
Mm-hmm.
But very rarely does he ever deviate from that formula. Such, who lives in my zip code, he very rarely deviates from his formula. You get out there and you play with it a little bit, and you're trying to develop the actual method, aren't you?
I've always been a creative individual, and YouTube has always, in part, been a creative expression for me. So I like to take new approaches, and I always want to try and do something different and go against the grain and take my productions to the next level. I don't want to, I just don't want to get bored, honestly, of just doing the same thing over and over again. It just doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
want to make videos that I would like to watch. So that means that sometimes people don't like my more, creative approaches, but the one thing that you can be assured of on my channel is that I will always be doing something different. So if a particular video doesn't strike your fancy, well, odds are the next one will have a completely different approach, and that might be more your cup of tea.
Yeah, that's the thing about your channel. You need to go look at all of the body of work, because this is not one just form. You're not operating with a formula. Although you don't do one thing. The other, and I don't want to paint with too broad of a brush, but I mean, you wear clothes that fit. Let's just put it that way. And you're not out there. You're destiny, and you're not out there running around. I'm going to go shooting today in a string bikini because that's the way I walk around. Your competition for the most part, isn't it?
There certainly is a large part of the females who are on YouTube, in the firearms outlet who take that approach. And, hey, if you want to be a gun model and that's what you're comfortable with, is more of the skin aspect of guns are hot, okay, you do that. But for me, I'm just not comfortable with that. Like, I want to make videos that my little sister can watch, Part of what I want to do on YouTube is be family-friendly and approachable, because I've always found, as a consumer of YouTube videos, those channels that I saw with more of the, like, TNA and guns, it was very off-putting for me, and I just, as soon as that started becoming, a part of the video, that's when I stopped watching. So that's something that maybe I would have more followers if I did more, pulled more of that aspect into my channel, but it's just,
I don't think so.
It's not worth it for me. It's not being true to who I am as a person.
I tried that approach myself, and it just never took off.
No, really?
Well, maybe not at all.
Short enough.
I guess not. I don't know. Hang on one more time for me. My guest this hour from YouTube is Destiny. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on Hey, Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com, Ammunition Depot is the first hour. I have notes. G-Code's the only kind of holster I run. That's because it is the most modular of the tactical holsters available known to man in the English-speaking world. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. As an update coming from the ninjas, the police in Maine, they have identified the shooter there as 35-year-old Anthony Lord of Crystal and Holton. Lord is 5'9", weighs 263, with blonde hair, blue eyes, and is a registered sex offender. And I guess now he's graduated to spree shooting. My guest this hour is Destiny from the Guns, Gear, and Fitness channel, formerly Fate of Destiny. Is that the same channel you just changed the name of it?
Yep, same channel. Even the URL is the same. So if you're searching for it, it would still be youtube.com/Fate of Destiny with two E's instead of a Y.
Yes, that's right. You got to know how to spell that. You got to have the two E's.
Yep, I have creative parents. They decided that they'd give me a unique name that is perpetually misspelled.
Well, but, you know, at the same time, it sort of explains a few things about you, though, doesn't it?
Now, yeah, I've always liked it.
YouTube and podcasting and all of this new media and everything has led some of the YouTube podcasting stars onto other things. You know some of the people it has led to other things for. Now, some people are perfectly happy to stay with the YouTube podcasting segment of it because that's where they made their bones and they're, you know, they have complete and total control over what they're doing and they don't want to give that up. Is this going to be the tack you take, or are you just waiting on somebody to come to you? Because I would have thought by now somebody would have jumped on bringing you into a bigger organization.
Well, I've always had a passion for writing, and so I've revamping my website and Gun, Gear, and Fitness. It's still under construction because I'm taking this or I'm adding this direction into what I do with the firearms world online. And then I also have one thing that I very much enjoy that's apart from YouTube, it's still guns related, is I have a weekly live stream that I have in the neighborhood of like 50 to 100 people.
Right.
Every week on Wednesday nights, they tune in from 8 to 9:30, and they just hang out with me. They actually have named themselves. They call themselves the Gun Geek T-Rex Army. It started off as a joke of how I don't call myself a gun nut. I'm a gun geek because I geek out over guns. But I have these short little arms compared to so many of these guys who are in the shooting world, so it colors the way that I look at, you know, shotguns or rifles, as in, like, I have tiny T-Rex arms.
Right.
So I need, like, a youth stock or something with adjustable length of pull, that kind of thing. So that's definitely going to be something that I continue. I very much enjoy having that very personal outlet to interact with other people in the firearms world. And then I mentioned revamping the website, gunsgearandfitness.com. So I'll include the reviews that I'm doing on YouTube will also be featured on the website and have a written outlet as well. So I'm looking to expand in that direction. I have done some other contributions, like written gun reviews for a few other websites. But right now what I'm looking at for my horizon is largely with expanding my website, so I can maybe work with some other vendors, and I have a ton of gun reviews in the queue for the next few months, so I'm probably looking at bringing that into the site and offering some products that, you know, I've used or that I'm interested in. And you know, I just have a lot of that in the same vein that I'd like to expand.
I have noticed in your live stream that from time to time you actually address either incidents like some of these spree shootings that we have going on here or there, or maybe sometimes you might dabble in politics. Is that really something you want to get into? Because believe me, it's once you go there, you never the same. It's very stressful.
I do once in a while touch on political issues. I would not consider myself to be an activist per se, but I do definitely support people getting involved, and because I think that the only way that we're going to be able to have any kind of impact on the laws being made is if we use our voice and we dance together collectively. So one of the things that I try to keep in my channel is not alienating any firearms users for, you know, for holding a particular belief, because, man, there are only so many of us. I think that our best chance at making the changes we want to preserve gun rights, which are perpetually under attack, is for us to come together and to speak up.
Yeah, but, you know, never let that stop you from being you, being out there where you're trying not to. You're going to offend somebody, Destiny. That's just the way it is. That's just
I do that just by existing.
Sure.
I have tons of people. One of the natures of being on YouTube is it allows people to anonymously insult you. So that's something I just accept.
Hey, one thing I wanted to ask you, though. Were your arms longer before you started shooting that 500 Magnum one-handed?
You know, one would think, actually, I have a lot of questions about, like, does it hurt your wrist? And, you know, maybe.
Well, in the slow motion shot, it looks like it's driving your hand into your forearm.
Oh, yeah. It's the way it feels, if you hadn't shot the 500 before, it's kind of, it feels like punching a wall. Like, the force is pretty incredible. And it's fast, too. Like, you just hardly have a chance to react to it. You just gotta go into it being prepared to hang on to it for dear life. And I lean into it, too, just to make sure that I can engage my back muscles as well as, you know, the small controller arm muscles in the arm. I always want to give myself the best shot at controlling that firearm.
Well, I'm going to take your descriptor of the way it fires, and that's as far as I'm going with it. I'll take your word for it. My hat's off to you. I mean, watching that slow-mo shot, I'm surprised you didn't break something. But you seem to handle the recoil very well, better than I would have thought you would. As you now, I've seen you cross-train with tactical people, with competitive people. Is there something that you haven't done yet that you haven't just had the opportunity to do, or is there something you're looking forward to doing?
Oh, you know, I've recently started dabbling more in long-range shooting.
Really?
I've gotten the opportunity to do some precision shooting with Steve from Vortex Optics, had me out on the range that they use, and he taught me how to, you know, get down on a precision. Actually, I shot a 308 as well as a 6.5 Creedmoor and was made my first shots at 1,000 yards. We went to 500 and then 800 and then 1,000 and... Oh my gosh, that's one of the most like rewarding experiences I've ever had as a hobbyist shooter. It's just that focus bubble that you get into, it's incredible. It just, I stopped hearing the birds chirping around me. I was completely unaware of like the time of day, who was watching. If anyone was saying anything to me other than calling wind for me, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been aware of it because you just hone in and focus so tightly on your breathing and even your heartbeat, because it has those little factors have such a huge impact on your accuracy at that range. It's incredible, and I love it. I would totally like to do more of that.
Well, you got to get the right gun, and you got to have a partner, and you got to have a spotting scope too. But I'm about to start all that myself. I have a gun I haven't shot yet, but when I got it, I was. I had planned to shoot it, and then I thought I had all this time. Then I had the heart attack, and, you know, for about 90 days after you have that and they do what they did to me, you can't even pick up a gallon of milk with two hands. So now I've just gotten back to where I can do that, and I've got an M14 EBR I'm going to be taking out. So I'm looking forward to that. We're going to run out of time, so I want to thank you for taking the time to join me again. You, as always, are... quite the entertainer, which always delights me. And I like that you're different, and I like that you're an old soul. And I like that you shoot a 45 like a Sonny Crockett.
Well, thank you. I always enjoy being on your show. You feel free to include me anytime.
Well, I tried to, but you were hard to get a hold of there for a while. I called her out of the blue just the other day, and she answered the phone, and here she is. So. Thank you, ma'am. You stay safe. I will circle back to you soon. You stay safe.
It's my pleasure. Thanks again for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Folks, next week, all rebroadcasts. Got some other things on the fire that I have to go tend to. Back the following week in full force. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.